Massachusetts' landmark health care reform law is entering its third year, and there's a national spotlight focused on the state, with health care a frequent topic in the presidential campaign. WFCR's Karen Brown is spending the next few months looking closely at health care reform. She told Tina Antolini that whether Massachusetts is making progress in its goal to ensure all residents depends in large part on who you ask. Leaders in state government say so far health reform is a great success.
They say the numbers are up. There are almost 500,000 people who have signed up for health insurance who didn't have it before the law was passed. So that's a sign of success. But from the reporting that I'm doing, that's not really the whole story. I'm trying to talk with patients. I'm trying to talk with doctors, with advocates, community activists. And they say there are a number of glitches. Everybody is very happy that the state is trying to make a difference in insuring more and more people. But they do say the glitches include things like primary care. There's not enough doctors. So now you have a lot of people who are recently signed up for health insurance. They can't find a doctor to go to, a primary care doctor. Some people say they can't afford the health plans, those that don't qualify for the state-subsidized plans. They are either willing to pay the penalty or they are exempted from the requirement to get health insurance because they can't afford it, but that still defeats the whole purpose of health reform.
So I'd imagine that the economic downturn is playing into all of this, be it, you know, employers offering plans or just health reform in general. How has it fared so far with the economy being as it is?
Well, the way it's fared with the initial budget cuts that the governor announced recently is that a lot of the stakeholders in health reform have been relieved because the cuts did not get directly at many of these health reform programs. But what you can't discount is what the long-term effects of the economy could do to health reform. If you have more people who are losing their jobs, for instance, they're going to lose their employer-based health insurance. They're also going to have more needs. They're going to have less money to buy their own health insurance. And the question is, can the state afford to take on all of those extra people on its programs?
Mm. And outside of the economy, there's another sort of big national story that could have an impact on this, I would imagine, which is the presidential election. What's going on nationally that could have an effect on health reform here in Massachusetts?
Well, of course, the different candidates have their own health plans, and I have not, my reporting has not been specifically about the McCain or Obama health plans. What I have been hearing from the people that I interview is that Obama's plan is closer to Massachusetts' plan insofar that it is expanding on employer-based insurance, whereas McCain's is moving farther away from that. But I think what another very important issue is how the federal government, whoever is in charge, is going to look at health in general and how it's going to look at health reform. And a lot of the experts that I've talked to have said that what happens on a federal level will have a big impact on the success or failure of Massachusetts because this really is a partnership. Even though Massachusetts has gone out on a limb, they're the first in the nation to have a mandate to do exactly what they're doing, they really can't do it alone. You know, without the federal Medicaid waiver that we've been hearing about, that is what allowed the state to save a couple billion dollars they would have had to pay to the federal government that they can now use for health reform. That is critical. And if that kind of waiver does not continue, Massachusetts really will not have the money to do what it needs to do.
And the rising cost of health care has definitely been something that both presidential candidates are talking about. And I would imagine that that would factor into the success of health reform outside of just what Congress decides to do.
Yes, well, that is always the elephant in the bathtub in Massachusetts and on the national scene. And that's certainly a way that the national scene could have an impact, whether Congress is willing to make changes in cost control measures. The state has recently passed legislation to reduce health care costs in Massachusetts, but a lot of the activists I talk to say they're really sort of nitpicky small changes that won't make the big kind of cost savings that you really need.
So what are you sort of looking for in the next few months that will give sort of indicators as to whether health reform is still on a path of progress or whether it's threatened?
Well, part of what I'm looking at is, are all of those people who signed up for health insurance staying with health insurance? Can they keep affording the premiums? I interviewed one young man. He's a recent college graduate. He bought a policy for maybe $300 a month, maybe a little bit less, but he makes like $700 a month. So he's really struggling. He told me he's actually been cutting back on his food in order to afford his health insurance. And as a result, he's been feeling pretty ill. He hasn't been able to find a doctor. He's one of the people who has not been able to find a primary care doctor. So he's actually gone to the emergency room, which is a huge copay for him. And they've told him he needs to eat more. So just because someone has health insurance doesn't mean they don't have the burden of paying for it, even within this health reform system. So you see, there are a lot of chinks in the armor.
That's WFCR's Karen Brown speaking with Tina Antolini. Karen's on a Kaiser Foundation fellowship over the next few months, taking a close look at health care in Massachusetts.